While circular economy solutions exist and have potential, they haven't quite taken off yet because of a lack of viable business cases. And while policy is in the right direction, it isn't quite targeted enough to incentivize the kind of circular solutions we need to see more of.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models. Welcome to the key talks of Circulace Summit 2024. Circulace is a leading circular economy network driving innovation and collaboration across industries. Before we start, I have an offer for you. If you're looking for an actionable one-pager of the following talk, sign up for the newsletter at www.circularity.fm. Let's start with the speaker presentation provided by the moderator, Laurent Frédéric Lohmann from 4P Capital.
So Pamela Ong, she looks back at a successful career at E.ON, where she is the Innovation and Research Manager of the Circular Economy at E.ON Group Innovation. Besides, and I like that so much about you, Pamela, even though we haven't met yet, so lovely to meet you. Besides, you've been and you are a coach to various startups for the last 7 years. So thank you so much for your work, Pamela, and welcome on stage.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and what I'd like to do is ask you to imagine a world where most of the energy we consume comes from the sun, and I'm really curious to see what Morpheus does with that. Now, that vision is increasingly becoming a reality as we transition towards net zero. I'm not going to throw numbers at you, but what I do want to highlight is that the number of solar installations we have worldwide has increased not in a linear fashion, but exponentially in less than 10 years. What does that mean? It actually means that we will have exponentially growing volumes of solar waste when these panels reach end of life. Now, add that to your vision. This leads to two questions. How can we deal with these volumes of waste in a way that continues to be good for the environment? And two, how can we ensure that solar panels, obviously a good thing and a clean energy technology, continues to remain clean when we look at them across their life cycle from production to end of life, especially given the fact that clean energy technologies are material intensive and make use of critical raw materials such as silver in the case of solar panels? These were questions that are close to the heart of E.ON, which is why I undertook a project with researchers from Cambridge this year to try to answer these questions. Naturally, we looked to the circular economy as a solution, and what we found was that while circular economy solutions exist and have potential, they haven't quite taken off yet because of a lack of viable business cases, and while policy is in the right direction, it isn't quite targeted enough to incentivize the kind of circular solutions we need to see more of. For instance, the European Union has a recycling target for solar panels of 80% recovery. While this sounds like a good thing on the surface, that's not quite targeted enough to ensure that we achieve the kinds of high purity and high value recycling we need to see more of. So what can businesses and policymakers do? What Cambridge University and I did was we mapped the value chain of solar panels. What you see here is a very linear value chain, what it currently looks like. We conducted stakeholder interviews and interviewed a number of stakeholders across the value chain to see what a circular value chain could look like. As you see, the graphic here looks a lot busier. Don't get distracted by the amount of detail here. It's purely meant to illustrate the kinds of interlinkages that need to take place among stakeholders in the value chain to ensure that we tap on synergies as well as create real value. So what are some examples of these interlinkages? One, design for recycling. One of the reasons why solar panels are so technically challenging to recycle is because of the encapsulants that we use to make sure that they last. These encapsulants hold the components of solar panels securely together, but they also make recovering material like silver very difficult. Redesigning solar panels for better recycling at end of life requires that feedback flows from recyclers to manufacturers may be aided by policy that sets standards for greater circularity in design. 2, partnerships for economies of scale. What we have already seen is that recycling startups such as Rosie have partnered with PV waste collectors to ensure that Rosie ensures or achieves the critical volumes of solar panels it needs to make its operations scalable. 3, literally thinking outside of the loop. I was recently in Singapore and very inspired by what I saw there, where researchers had found a way of upcycling PV, silicon from PVs, and putting them into lithium-ion battery loops for electric vehicles. These are just some examples of the kinds of interlinkages we need to see more of to ensure that we truly create value within the value chain. While I've talked about solar panels, the challenges I've listed of waste management as well as material and resource use are also applicable to other clean energy technologies that we use and depend on to make the clean energy transition sustainable and feasible, such as wind turbines and electric vehicles, batteries for electric vehicles. I believe that the circular economy can offer a pathway to ensure that we manage these challenges in a way that continues to ensure that these clean energy technologies continue to remain clean across their life cycle. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk regulation. I sometimes say regulation is like the backwind that should fuel this all. Now, in your view, what needs to happen on a regulatory side? By the way, you can't even talk without a microphone, sorry. What needs to happen on a regulatory side? Or what do we need to do better as a European Union, for instance, to really make sure that you have the backwind you need to form the transformation?
Okay, that's good. That's a huge question, and I'm going to try to keep it simple. I think what regulations we actually need to see have to ensure that on the systemic level, the kinds of interlinkages that I'd mentioned actually take place. So these could be, for instance, setting standards for designing for greater circularity, designing PVs for greater circularity. These could be, for instance, ensuring that second life PVs are ensured, that insurers, recertifiers get on board to make sure that second life PVs, other are solutions that we need to use for PVs, actually are incentivized, and that these actually give that backwind for businesses.
More incentivization.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
This was one out of 8 episodes from Circulate Summit 2024 in Munich, Germany. If you want to get the actionable one-pager from this talk, sign up to the Circularity FM newsletter. You can find it at www.circularity.fm. Let's drive a profitable circular economy. And please don't forget, the most abundant renewable resource is your imagination.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.